The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Yeah, welcome to Free Fire Radio with Carl Linda Bach. Good morning, 7:05 on June 3rd, on location out here at the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center with Rob Burrows, the Senior Chief Rob Burrows. But hey, Bad Bob, welcome aboard.
Good morning, sir.
And how are you doing today?
Excellent. A little excitement right off the bat, but we are up and running and ready to kick it.
And how are we sounding out here?
A little crunchy, but nice and clear. We read you loud and clear, sir.
All right. Okay. The phone lines here are 605-4567. And we're chatting live at KCNR1460.com. And you can get in there and get in the chat. You can listen to us streaming. But speaking of listening and enjoying, Linda, good morning.
Good morning. How is it out there, Carl?
It's great. It's great. Yeah. It's you know what? The new portion of the museum is just outstanding.
Okay, that's what we're celebrating today, correct? There's 3,000 feet that have been extended.
3,000 square feet have been extended into the museum with all types of great stuff. I thought it was wonderful out here before, but it's even better now. And I'm inviting everybody to come on down and take a look at it here for the next couple of hours. We got coffee, we have donuts, we got. You know, Rob Burrows, great-looking women here. They'll take you on tours. Yeah. I mean, I'm telling you, we're ready.
Well, that sounds good to us. I'm going to do a little bit of a forecast so everybody knows what we're looking at with the weekend. But this is how our Friday program is going to go. We have some special guests that will be in the studio. Carl is on the ground. He is going to be interviewing some very special guests out of the Northern California Veteran Heritage Museum, which is celebrating 3,000 square foot, a grand opening of that. And you may be feeling like just get in the car and you may only have an hour, but we know everywhere in Reading you can get quickly, so get down there and be part of the festivities this morning. It'll be very, very special. So
yeah, come on, you know, they've got cannons, they got rifles, they've got planes, they've got boats, they've got, you know, I mean, you walk in here, it looks like the quarter deck of a ship for people that have been on ships. And if you haven't been on a ship, you need to come on and see what one looks like. What's the weather going to be like today?
Well, we do have a special weather statement that comes in as showery and stable and cool weather this weekend with more snow at the highest elevations. A cold for the season low pressure system off the coast will bring cool, showery weather through the weekend. Some light showers will move into Northern California as early as today, but most of the shower activity is going to be confined to areas west of Interstate 5. As the low begins to edge towards the coast on Saturday, more widespread showers are expected. Generally, on light showers are expected Saturday, but some heavier showers are possibly, especially over the coastal range. So that's what's going as far as the weather. I'm looking for the... Here we go. So the general forecast is a chance of showers 66, a high 30% chance of showers, and tonight staying along the same as far as their forecast of the percentage with a low of around 50. Saturday looks like it's about 66, along with showers. Saturday night, low of 51. Showers, Sunday showers. Sunday night showers. So that's what we're looking at. Looks like only Tuesday is when we start to let up with a partly cloudy day. That is
okay.
The forecast.
Well, that was like really brightening. You know, showers, rain, cold.
It's time
that's
to.
Okay. We can still. See, here's the best thing about coming down to the museum. The museum is all inside. So you drive down here, you park right next to the door, you come in. You know, Rob will be out there with an umbrella to escort you in if he has to. He'll push you in. He'll give you coffee. He'll do all those things. Okay, we got to take a break.
We're going to take a break, and I just wanted to remind our listeners that after the break, I do have some tickets to give away. We're going to talk, we're going to do some in-studio things, and we're going to throw it back to Carl. And who do you have lined up first, Carl?
Oh, we're going to be talking to the Senior Chief, Rob Burrows. We're going to put all this stuff together, and then some of his staff. I would like to talk a little bit about a blog I wrote yesterday about how their cutting military pay is now on the table to save money in the Department of Defense. So they're looking at cutting pay of, even though we've got troops in two wars and a Libyan adventure. So I was just a little something there that caught my eye. And it, I saw it once and thought, well, okay, maybe I was just, they'll forget about it, but it just got floated again yesterday. So I think that people need to know is that our leaders, starting at the White House, are looking at saving money, and part of that is by reducing military compensation.
All right.
I just don't have the feeling probably if you're going to reduce military compensation, it's going to start with the commander-in-chief at the White House. I'm figuring it's going to probably start someplace down where men are fighting. Anyway, we're going to take a break here. We're going to come in and look at this blaze, and it's going to be a happy day.
Absolutely. We got good stuff there. So you're listening to Carl and Linda Bott here on Free Fire Radio. It's KCNR 1460.
Prisons Mattress Gallery in Reading introduces a breakthrough in gel sleep systems, the all-new OrthoGel Advantage Mattress. OrthoGel offers the ultimate in pressure relief sleep with over 7,000 pressure relief cells in every queen-size mattress. It conforms to your ideal sleep posture without creating the body cavity you get from memory foam mattresses. You sleep comfortable summer and winter because OrthoGel is heat neutral, and Prisons provides a 20-year warranty on all OrthoGel beds. Try to find that anywhere else in the sleep industry. Prisons Mattress Gallery is your exclusive store for OrthoGel, where you'll find honest discounts and the best prices every day on every bed in stock. For the best night's sleep of your life, choose your next mattress from Prisons Mattress Gallery. Always 12 months same as cash, free local delivery, or free bed frame. And we always haul away your old bedding. Improve your quality of life with a great night's sleep every night from your locally owned Prisons Mattress Gallery, where we keep our dollars local. 2355 Athens Avenue next to Lazy Boy Furniture Gallery.
Today, four-door crew cabs are extremely popular, but being very big is a disadvantage if the frame is damaged in a collision. Don's Deck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. These big vehicles need special equipment to repair their long, tough frames. Where do you find the biggest frame rack in Northern California? At Coachmaster, of course. Our machine is 28 feet long, weighs 5,000 pounds, and has over 100 tons of combined pulling power. The pull towers alone weigh 750 pounds each. Doesn't it make sense that the frame machine should be bigger and stronger than the vehicle? Now, there are plenty of small machines around, and we have those too, for use on small and medium vehicles. But we found them inadequate as trucks got larger. It's like hunting elephants with a spear. It's inadequate, but sometimes it worked, if you were lucky. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
There are those who claim that non-hybrid seeds could one day be worth more than gold. We at the Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange say, why do you have to choose? The Patriot carries its own line of heirloom non-hybrid seed packs that store for over 4 years at room temperature, and much longer if you refrigerate them. Each combo pack comes with 10 vegetable varieties that will allow you to plant about a quarter of an acre emergency garden. The Patriot also sells 200 and 275 serving dehydrated food pails with a 20-year shelf life to sustain you and your family until your emergency garden kicks in. As always, you can get your emergency food, seeds, gold and silver cheaper at the Patriot than you can on the internet, and that's even after sales tax. Peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth by buying gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to nourishing, quality food in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Don't pay more and then wait weeks for delivery. Come to the Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange Tuesday through Friday, 9:30 to 4, and Saturday, 10 to 4, at 3637 Eureka Way in the Sunset Plaza, next to the round table, and get peace of mind today for less.
You're listening to KCNR 1460, Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, North State. We love you being here with us on this beautiful Friday morning. It's KCNR 1460 and 7:14 in the morning. We're going to have a beautiful day. You know, it's all a state of mind. We are going to enjoy this beautiful weather. And you know what? Let's face facts. When the rain comes means clearer air, cleaner air, and we have some of the best air quality that we can just breathe deeply up here, and we love it. Right now, My partner in crime is doing something very worthy at a place that all of us must see, and that's the Northern California Veterans Heritage Museum off of Airport Road. And Carl, I'm going to throw it to you. What's going on?
Hey, good morning, hon. We're out here, and they're preparing the museum for opening here today. I mean, they're out there sweeping, and there's coffee, there's donuts, and there's Dr. Ray John just rolled through. But I'm going to interview the man that put all this together and is behind all of this, Senior Chief Robert Burrows. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you doing today?
We're great.
Oh, we're both answering. I can't hear you. Can't hear you, but I can.
Okay, well, Carl, why don't you just go ahead and interview away, and we'll listen.
Okay. Now, Rob, when did you get the idea for this museum?
Well, I've always had a collection that I received from my dad when he came back from World War II, and so through the years, that's kind of just built up. But when I came back from Iraq in 2003, I had brought back even more items of my own, but I had lost some friends there in 2003 when we did the initial crossing into Iraq from Kuwait. And I thought to myself, you know, I need to just kind of think about putting something together because I've got all these items and I need to remember. But when I came back from, so 2005 is when really the initial startup came because we started doing questions to find out if people were really interested in this, and they were. But when I came back from Iraq in 2007, after being in a combat and doing convoys and things like that, losing more friends, seeing more atrocities in there, I knew that something had to be done. And the real reason was because what we were doing on the ground in Iraq was not what the media was saying when we came home. And so I knew that somehow we needed to tell the truth. And if it was happening to us here from the Iraqi war in Afghanistan, I knew that it had to have happened to our other troops from other time frames. And so the whole idea of this museum is to tell the soldiers, the sailors, the airmen story from the men and women's aspect, boots on the ground, what they did, where they were at, what actually happened. And not the media, not the third hand, not what somebody's opinion is, but what actually took place in those individuals that actually made the sacrifice.
Okay, and the you acquired the property for the museum. You've got, you know, obviously so many exhibits here. And it's expanded out now, another 3,000 square feet. So why don't we take our listeners through the museum real quick?
That'd be great. That's fine.
So where are we at right now?
Right now we're in the lobby, and as you come into the lobby, basically, yes, it's like the quarter deck on a Navy ship or any kind of Marine Corps or even Army facility. We have all the different flags in here from all six of the different branches, the Army, Navy, Air Force, Marine Corps, Coast Guard, Virgin Marines. And then we have our insignia for the museum. Which is Veterans Create History, Help Us Preserve It. And it shows all the different aspects of our military force. You know, when we were in Iraq, no one branch went in and did the service. It was a total force concept. And the whole idea behind this museum is a total force representation of all of our different branches of service. So nobody's left out. And the whole idea is to tell that entire story. So our lobby, as soon as you walk in, starts telling the story of all of our servicemen and women.
Okay, and then as we're walking across the deck here, there's a wall that says to our men and women in uniform, past, present, and future, God bless you and thank you. Established 2003, and the names here are?
These are our from Desert Storm on, these are our local veterans who have served in the community. And this is the initial wall that was put together by families supporting our troops in the area. And this, the primary monument for this is in front of the Reading City Library. And so when they were finished with this global wall, they donated it to the museum so we could display it, have it here for everybody to see when they come through.
And that's for all our listeners, too. If you had anybody that served in since 1990 in the War on Terror and the in Desert Storm or any of those that served in the Middle East, just we have to get a hold of Rob down here and get your name on that. Okay, let's start moving in through the museum. We're walking into the other room, and I see a revolutionary soldier and a big cannon pointed at me.
Well, as soon as you start coming on into the museum, we start off right with the 1776, the beginning of our nation and everything going on. And so George Washington, our founding father, our founding documents, the Constitution, and the preamble. And so we wanted to start everybody off right at the very beginning with what's going on with our country. So from here we move on in and we go to the War of 1812 where we were still fighting the British, and what we were fighting for was our freedom and liberty from England at that time frame. And then we work into the Civil War time frame. So we have a 1841 Napoleon Cannon year It's an exact two-scale reproduction built by Marshall Jones and Patrick Jones, their family, over at Jones Fort. And all of the oak and everything for it was made from an oak tree right here in Anderson, California. It's just a beautiful piece, and we're just thankful to be able to have it here as one of our display pieces. It's an original firing item.
It shoots, then.
Yeah, sure does.
It doesn't surprise me that it shoots. In fact, you know, what we ought to do is just maybe take it out one day and just see how accurate this little devil is.
Well, when we get ready to do the groundbreaking across the street for the property, for the museum, we're going to have this cannon out there. We're going to fire it off as part of our groundbreaking ceremony.
Can I ask a question?
And by the way, I understand you can rent this for a neighborhood protection watch.
Oh, sure, we could do that.
Now I see it here.
Carl, got to take a break. We have to take a break.
Okay.
And when we come back, I would love to ask a question, and so would some of our chatters, as what is probably at the foremost life-changing, or what has been the most meaningful thing with the museum for Rob? And
Do you want to ask that one now?
Well, no, we've got to take a break, but we'll be back. Okay. Something to ponder why we're taking a break here. This is KCNR 1460. We'll be right back.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
When Chamber members tell us why they belong to the Chamber, they say things like, the Chamber helps me grow my business. Chambers like my own private marketing department helping me find customers. They keep me in touch with other member businesses that may turn out to be vendors from whom I can find high-quality product. Some of them even become customers of my own. Chamber provides these opportunities through our publications, events, seminars, literature distribution, and other programs. The mission of the Chamber is to stimulate a business climate in which our members grow their businesses. If you're a business owner in the Reading area, call us today at 225-4433 or visit our website at readingchamber.com for more information on how we can partner with you and your company's success.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
See what you've been missing. At Advantage Eye Care, we perform eye exams from the age of 3 months to 100 years old. No insurance, no problem. Advantage Eye Care has complete eyewear packages with 2-year warranties. We have all the top designer lines and frames for all budgets. We also have the latest design progressive lenses with free-form design with easier adaption and wider reading areas. Dr. Leah has been in Reading and in business for 20 years. Advantage Eye Care. We take the time to assess your eye care needs, from treatment of eye disease to the latest in high-definition contact lenses. We'll provide you with the care you've been looking for. We take the time, you see the difference. Advantage Eye Care, 223-2325. Located at 1751 Hartnell Avenue, Suite 1. Call 223-2325. My son's car was painted at Maaco in Reading. He liked the work, but I liked the price.
I took my 2-year-old Chevy to Maaco in Reading. You can't even tell I was in an accident.
Maaco does collision repair?
Sure, they do everything a body shop does and everything they won't do. And the work is great.
No wonder customer satisfaction is so high. Choose Maaco in Reading for paint.
And collision.
Maaco in Reading is family owned and operated for over 15 years. Hurry in for our June special. Our most economical paint service is only $279. That's right, only $279. Come in today. You don't want to miss this special for the month of June only. Maaco is located at 3045 Crossroads Drive. Call 226-0992. Whatever your uh-oh, better get Maaco. Call 226-0992. That's Maaco in Reading, 226-0992. Prep body work and large vehicles biased.
This is KCNR,
the home of Free Fire Media.
Yes, good morning. It's KCNR 1460 at 724 here on the 3rd. The 3rd of June. That's right, when you write checks, if you do that anymore, it's 6311. this is Linda Bott, and out at the Veterans Heritage Museum, or Veterans California, Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center. Is that right? I'm throwing it to Carl, and he is on tour and inviting everybody down there as they do the big grand opening of their 3,000 square foot addition.
Yeah, good morning, everybody. I'm here with Senior Chief Rob Burrows and his beautiful bride. Good morning.
Good morning, Carl.
You're here.
Good morning.
Is this a work of love? Yes, it is. Okay. Now, the question was, what is the most singular event that, you know, that has affected you since you started with the museum, Rob?
Well, one of the biggest things when I came back, you know, I spent 4 months at Double Naval Hospital when I came back through a back injury and also through some major PTSD retraining after being on the road through 177 missions. And so we did some virtual reality training there, some kind of some experimental stuff with the VA and things like that out of Balboa. And when I came back, it was very much impressed on me to get involved in some things to keep my mind off of where we were and what we'd seen and things like that. So
you surrounded yourself with military stuff and guns and stuff.
Well, I'll tell you what, there's
so how's that working for you?
Well, actually, it's been working out really good because what it does is it allows me to stay true, keep the military bearing, but allows me to share my artistic capability and to share it with others. We had so many veterans come through. They come through the door, they round the corner, and as they walk through here, they just break out into tears. I mean, it's just, it finally, they're having an opportunity to expose and to bring those emotions forward and to let go just a little bit of the things that they had packed away for so many years. And so this has helped me deal with a lot of that too. If this wasn't an avenue for me to let it out of my system, I'd be stuck in some dark room someplace, hidden away, because I'd be hiding with it. And this is just a great opportunity for that healing process.
Okay, that's great. You said you had other questions from the chat room on?
Well, the chat, exactly what the question was, exactly what's been significant in launching this museum, and you've asked the question, so it's just...
Okay. Well, you know what, then let's, you know, we're going to, we know we're close to the 7:30 break. When we come back after the 7:30 break, we've got Dr. Ray John here, former Marine, a Vietnam veteran, who is, just believe it's his first time for being out here. We're going to get his take on that, plus a couple of things he's working on. So let me know when we get close. Now, let's walk through the museum.
Okay, and while you're doing that, I'm going to be making some announcements. The veterans issues topic at the meeting on Saturday. Several speakers are going to be discussing veterans issues at the Shasta County Veterans Collaborative meeting Saturday at 10 a.m. The meeting will be at the Shasta County Veterans Hall, which is on Yuba Street in Redding. The Reverend Dick Keene of the Veterans Recovery House in Redding will talk about homeless veterans, while Doug Milhouse of Reading Friends will discuss connecting and communicating with veterans. That's something that we have, of course, on our calendar. We also want to talk about the Belly Dance Extravaganza. A reminder, we'll be doing this throughout the day. Why Callers Carl is down there. That is on June 4th, which means that we have some people from all over the world, great dancers that will be out at Shasta. It's at 6 p.m. at Shasta College, and of course, we want to remind you about that, and we also want to remind you about the second annual Brady Creek Beach Luau, which is at Whiskeytown. We're kind of getting these things done before we take our break. But before we take our break, Carl, where are we going to go after the break?
Okay, after the break, we're going to be walking through the Civil War area, and photographs, uniforms, weapons, and then we're going to be entering the new section. So I'm all excited about it. It's including a Spanish-American War soldier with the complete uniform. And there's so many paintings on the wall and so many photographs on the wall that are just originals. And swords.
1 minute to go, Carl.
You have to. I'm sorry. What?
1 minute, sir.
Okay. You know, you need to come down. What would you say of your Civil War, of the Civil War exhibit? What is your favorite right here?
Well, I'd say probably right this uniform right here is an original 1850s, 1860s Civil War uniform that I was able to pick up as part of my personal collection for the museum. It's got the original entire uniform with all the buttons, the original belt and belt buckle, sword, the scabbard. Everything is all original, and it's all one unit. It's all one piece that's been kept that way since 1850. And so it's just a fantastic piece for us to display in here, along with the cannon. It just makes for a really nice display area.
Yeah, let me tell you, this is a red uniform. It was with the musicians. It came out of New York. The sword, the belt, everything.
Gotta take a break. This is
great. Okay, we come back and we talk to Dr. Ray Johns and going back to the rest of the museum.
And we also have our kid moment coming up right here after these messages on KCNR 1460.
From the Fox Business Network, the bears clawing their way on Wall Street in early trading. Another weak report on the labor market, fueling concerns that the economic recovery is losing steam. The blue chips already seeing triple-digit losses. At 10 a.m. Eastern, the Dow down by nearly 1%. Employers adding only 54,000 jobs in May. That's the smallest increase in 8 months. Economists were expecting a gain of roughly three times that. The unemployment rate also unexpectedly rising to 9.1%, its highest level since December. And this could raise concerns that a recovery in the job sector is taking a step back. And President Obama today will be at a Chrysler plant in Toledo, Ohio. U.S. officially getting out of Chrysler. Treasury Department reached a deal with Fiat to buy the remaining 6% of its stake in the automaker. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Ashley Webster.
You hear that flat tire sound? You're scared. You can't pick up the kids. You have no time to spare, whatever. Think about this.
Quick Spare!
Quick Spare from Slime, the worldwide leader in tire care. Preferred tire sealant of AAA, Quick Spare. Anything less is only a guess, and you don't want to mess with a flat tire when you got better things to do.
Quick Spare!
Quick Spare, no time to spare.
Be prepared, plan ahead, don't get stranded. When you have no time to spare, get Quick Spare at O'Reilly Auto, Lowe's, and Kmart.
Pull up a seat, place your bets, and get ready for the action at Wind River Casino as they offer the hottest variety of table games in the North State. Everyday favorites like blackjack. If single-deck blackjack handpicks more your style, three-card poker, four-card poker, fortune pie gal poker. The notorious blackjack tournaments are back. Plus, coming soon, very soon to the pit, mystery card roulette. For more information, log on to WindRiver.com. Better yet, come on down and join us for your ultimate table gaming experience at Wind River Casino. It's better on the river. Head down to Wind River Casino and play the Monte Carlo tournament.
Monte Carlo.
Get your dose of blackjack, four-card poker, and pie gal Saturday, June 25th at 2 p.m. in the 21 pit. $1,000 is added to the payouts. $20 buy-in gets you $5,000 in chips.
$5,000.
Pays out the top six overall scores. For more information, log on to WindRiver.com.
WindRiver.com.
Or better yet, come on down and join us for your ultimate table gaming experience at Wind River Casino. Check us out on Facebook. It's better on the river.
Who can help you through the legal challenges of a divorce? Help you avoid mistakes and navigate this difficult process during an emotional time in your life.
I'm Pat Beasley. I'm committed to resolution-oriented family law. I'm here to listen and guide you successfully through the divorce process.
The Law Office of Patrick Beasley offers you the confident guidance of an experienced attorney to keep you from making mistakes. When it comes to issues like child custody, child support, visitation, and division of property, you'll have to live with the outcome for years to come. It must be done right. Pat Beasley and his team are ready to help. Confident, efficient representation from the Law Office of Patrick Beasley. Call today for a preliminary consultation at 229-0392. That's 229-0392.
Hello, this is Dr. Doug Craig, sponsor and host of Wake Up Call on KCNR every Sunday at 10 a.m. For over 23 years, I have maintained a clinical psychology practice in Reading, specializing in the assessment and treatment of mood, anxiety, and attention disorders in children, adolescents, and adults. ADHD is one of the most common childhood disorders and can continue through adolescence and adulthood. Individuals with ADHD suffer with a neurologically based motivation disorder. While they can focus on things they find interesting, they have difficulty motivating themselves to concentrate on things they find boring, like chores or homework. Individuals with ADHD are easily distracted, disorganized, forgetful, and inattentive. If you have any questions about this or want to learn more, give me a call at 246-7062.
Every little thing's gonna be all right.
is Free Fire Radio with your hosts, Carl and Linda Vaught.
Good morning on this beautiful day. This is KCNR 1460, Free Fire Radio, here with Carl and Linda Vaught. Carl's on location, and he's out at the Northern California Veterans Heritage Museum. But before we go there, keep to our promise, and every Friday morning we bring you Amy Palko, who's going to give you her fitness tip for the week. Welcome, Amy. Good morning.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Well, good.
Oh, I'm just girl.
I mean, no, because I'm in the studio. Carl's online.
Yeah.
He's out there, and you're somewhere else. So we just want to stay true with you. What have you got for our listeners?
Well, you know, with this silly weather that's been going on lately.
Or
we've
what?
We've been having a lot of people catch, you know, summertime colds. And when people catch a cold, they get really confused about, do I work out or don't I work out? So I just want to throw a little tip out there and kind of give people an idea of what to do. If you are in the midst of catching a cold and it's above the neck, then you're probably okay to still come in and do a light workout. If it's gone below the neck and gone into the lungs, then you definitely want to let your body rest because you don't want to exacerbate that anymore. But it's real important that when you do work out, that you do at least maybe a light workout, maybe not the full intensity that you usually do, because our lymphatic system, which flushes our system out, is tied into muscle contractions and breathing contractions. So you need those changes to create that pump action, like a vacuum, to suck that icky stuff out of your lymph system. So it is important still to keep up with your routine. But just remember, if the cold's above the neck, it's okay. If it's below the neck, then give yourself a couple more days of rest.
So if people are experiencing, I'm just trying to reiterate what you're saying. They're experiencing, you know, chest tightness, the muscle aches, and they may be having kind of a cold. Is it a flu? Is it allergies or what it is? Would you recommend at that time just walk? Just try to do things that are slow, that aren't like, let's get in the gym and do 15 sets, a rep of 15.
Yeah, I mean, you would want to go, you know, maybe you're going to do lighter weights. Maybe you could still do the same movements that you're usually doing, but you're going to go lighter weights, maybe higher reps, just to make the muscles move. And you want the heart rate to get up just a little bit so you can have respiration or breathing changes, because that helps create that vacuum. Yeah, but then if you've got that deep, deep cough in the lungs, and that's where your congestion's at, that's where you need to let the body rest and recuperate.
Well, you're listening to Amy Palko, who is a personal trainer, a specialist in nutrition from Adamson's Peak Performance. I will tell you that she has been training Carl 2 to 3 times a week, and I have to share with you, Amy, that a couple people recently have said, God, Carl, you're really looking... They're noticing a difference in Carl. You know, he's getting ready for Dancing with the Stars.
They're probably noticing the fact that I've got crumps in parts of my body because, you know, Amy's going, oh, I think you can move it this way. You know, the last time I moved it that way, it was an explosion that threw me 150 yards.
Well, anyway, Amy, thank you for calling in to KCNR. You have a wonderful weekend.
You bet, guys. You too.
All right, Amy. Let's go back to Carl live at the Northern California Veterans Heritage and Museum. And Carl, I know you're walking us around, and there's this new addition. What is in, for those who have been there before, what's the new addition about? That's 3,000 square feet. That's big. What's going on there?
Okay. Rob,
yes.
In the new addition, this new 3,000-foot addition, tell us a little bit about it.
Well, what we did was, because we didn't have enough room for our World War I and World War II, by expanding into the next room, we were able to expand into our World War I, so we have a really nice World War I display. We expanded more of our World War II, so we have some larger items and things like that in here. And on the other side, we were able to expand for Korea and Vietnam, so we have a very nice Korea War display, and we're still building our Vietnam display. And that gives us more room on the other side to go ahead and start building our Afghanistan and Iraq displays. So we're constantly improving and adding to, and as people donate, we're getting them on the floor, into the exhibits, and into the pictures, so people can see exactly what they are. People donate things because they want them to be shared with their family members and things like that. So we're making every effort to display and to show the items of our local veterans and of the veterans' families who are donating items. display pieces.
Well, you know, it's a perfect way, again, a lot of people, they'll go into their storage unit, and this is what happens, like if a loved one dies and then somebody remarries and then that person dies, and, it, you know, it's like, oh, well, that was grandfather's stuff, and it goes into a trunk, or a brother-in-law or something, it goes into a trunk, and then it goes into storage, and then all of a sudden people are looking through this, and they have no idea about who these people are or what this stuff is. This is a perfect opportunity. Don't you have people there too, Rob, that can take a look at, like, say, a medal with numbers and be able to do a little bit of tracing?
The question is that you have people here that might bring a military history in, a medal, maybe a citation, something that they don't know what it is, that you all could probably help them track down what the citation is, you know, when it, maybe even when it was issued and those.
Absolutely. We have some of our docents here. They just do a fantastic job. They've got a really broad, diversified background from Civil War to present, and then myself for Iraqi Freedom back through World War II is my expertise, and constantly building that capability. We have a great library here with a lot of resources. So if we don't know offhand exactly what it is, we can research it. We can look it up. We can find out exactly what those items are. We have people in all the time to do that.
Okay, that's great. How much time do we have before our break?
We need to take a break now, and we also have our teen in the house with his mom, a promised monthly segment on what's going on in the teen's mind. You know, it's been graduation everywhere, so it could be curious to hear what's going on. So I think we're...
Okay, now we have time for that. I've got Dr. Ray John here,
yes.
And I was going to ask him a couple questions when we came back, and then we can roll into Teen Talk right after that. How's that?
And that sounds good. We're flexible. So let's get Ray John while he's out there. You're listening to Carl and Linda Bach. Carl's live on location at the Northern California Veterans Heritage Museum. And this is Linda Bach and Bob Belongi here holding down the fort. We'll be right back.
Veins keeping you from wearing the clothes you want to wear? In the afternoons, do you feel the need to just sit down and put up your aching legs to relieve the pain? We have great news for you. Now there's an affordable, permanent, minimally invasive treatment for varicose veins offered right here in Reading by the Interventional Division of MD Imaging. Our interventional doctors now have a procedure that takes less than 1 hour to perform, leaves no scars or stitches, and provides immediate relief of your symptoms. Imagine being able to stand for hours without aching legs. Wear shorts again without the embarrassing bulges and discoloration. Many insurance carriers cover this treatment based on medical necessity for symptom relief. Call the Interventional Division of MD Imaging today at 245-5945. MD Imaging. Trust.
Joining the revolution at Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms is here to provide the finest names in weapons, ammunition, optics, and accessories. We also offer repairs and custom gunsmithing. Bastiani Arms is pleased to announce that we now have in stock the best and largest selection of off-list AR low receivers in the North State. Looking for instruction in hunter safety, concealed carry, or Florida's concealed carry class? Bastiani Arms provides the finest instruction with our NRA-trained instructors. Come check out our in-store product and enjoy the friendly, helpful, and knowledgeable service you'll get with each and every visit. Don't forget to ask Bastiani Arms about their 90-day layaway for your convenience. If you want the best in weapons, service, and shooting supplies, then Bastiani Arms should be your first stop. Satisfaction guaranteed. Bastiani Arms, located at 2539 Larkspur Lane, open Tuesdays through Saturday, 8:30 a.m. to 6 p.m. Or call us at 222-8222.
Stroop's Power Equipment in business more than 50 years. Now that's a proven record of excellence to provide you satisfaction for all your power equipment needs. From sales to service of chainsaws to ATVs, Honda, Steel, Husqvarna, Stroop's Power Equipment, all names you can trust. Stop by Stroop's today to start your experience and see what satisfaction really means. Stroop's Power Equipment, located at 2236 Cheering Creek Road, across from the post office.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
You got it. Carl's live. Before we go there, a chance of showers today with a high of 66, looking at about 30% chance of showers. And tonight, we've got a chance of showers with a low of around 50. The weather's always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards. There's live music out there this weekend. Sunday will be Candice Lavolsi. We'll be out there for a Sunday brunch. In fact, the couple that bid on the Boondocker Ball will be taking out there and joining. So come out and join us. This portion of the show is brought to you by BNT Satellite. We took a tour of the facility yesterday. Doug Tooley and his gang really into trying to do the right thing. Make it wonderful. Make it local. Don't call the 800 number, BNT Satellite. And now we throw the moment live out to Carl at the Northern California Veterans Heritage Museum. They are doing a grand opening today, so head out there where they are sharing with us and the North State the 3,000 square foot new addition. What's going on, Carl?
Hey, okay, now we're out here, and by the way, Doug Tooley is, besides BNT Satellite being a great place to do business at, they are backing us for Dancing with the Stars, and they're making a significant contribution to the Women's Refuge. They just want to be part of this community, and I just want to keep talking about that, letting people know is that they're not just here for the money. They're here to contribute to the community, as is Senior Chief Rob Burrows and his crew out here. It's a beautiful addition to the museum, but we've got somebody else here we need to talk to. You know, we talk about combat veterans, and we talk about different wars. Rob and I have been in several different wars. But Dr. Raton has been in Vietnam, which is kind of like a precursor to everything else, believe it or not, that's happened since then. I mean, tactics changed, the way we handle our troops changed, even the way that we greet and we honor our troops has changed, a lot of it because of the Vietnam War. But welcome aboard.
It's great to be here, Carl. Thanks for having me.
So what do you think about this place? I think this is what, your first or second time being here?
This is my first time. I'm just blown away. It's so impressive. As you know, when I came back, it wasn't very pleasant. I'm the one that the professor at San Francisco State said he wouldn't teach with an animal in the room and walked out. That was my welcome home. So watching what this museum is doing, what the veterans do up here in the North, it's very healing for me.
That's great. And, you know, one of the things that you do that's very healing for the community is with Haven Humane. And you've got a couple programs working right now.
Right. Our big event is tomorrow. We're doing our dog-a-thon. That's our third annual. Rain or shine, we're going out there between 10 and 3 tomorrow. It's a good chance. As you know, I took in 7,000 animals last year. So I've got to keep feeding them, taking care of them, getting them out and adopting. So our dog-a-thon is our biggest support. And then the other thing that we always kind of ignore, we always talk about the dogs, but it's the cats. So we're starting our Cats Count campaign, which we're going to ask you to be one of the cats, and trying to get people to adopt or foster. I worked yesterday at 69 kittens, underweight baby kittens, with no place to go, and without the mothers. And that's from people not spaying and neutering, getting litter and dropping it off in boxes in front of my place. So I need help. So.
Oh, okay, what can the community do? When we do this Cats Count, since I'm involved with this, it looks like, what do we do with this?
Well, we'd like people to come down and consider fostering a cat until they're of weight, and then we can adopt them out. They're too small right now. Some need a little wet food, some need to be bottle fed, and some need to be just taken to a home until they get big enough where we can adopt them. And it's a temporary foster. If you fall in love with a cat, then you can adopt it out. So anything you can help us, it would really make a lot of deal. So again, it's our new Cats Count campaign.
Okay, and so how do people say, okay, I want to get involved with this thing, especially since this new ruling by the feds that said cats are no longer property. They're something beyond property. They're pets, or they mean more than just property.
Well, and that's the problem. You know, pets become your family. I mean, they're as valuable as your children. So it's really important that right now with the economy, a lot of people are surrendering their family. They're giving up their cats. They're giving up their dogs. And I just need help getting people to come down, 6 days a week between 8:30 and 5, and consider adopting or fostering a cat or a dog from me.
Okay, so, and you always need food contributions.
Yeah, because what I do is I give food away to those who can't afford to keep their pets. So people come in every week, sometimes once or twice a week, pick up some food from me, take it home, feed their pets, then I don't have to have that pet.
That's a good time. You know, if you want to help out that, you know, just go down to, one of these stores down here and buy some meat or cat food and dog food and take it down to Haven Humane. And that helps out a lot of different families, helps people keep their pets. Because times are tough. And, you know, when they don't have, food to feed their animals, they're gonna, you know, they don't want to just turn them out, so they'll bring them down to Haven Humane. So, okay, now the cats count, and so does this mean that we, you know, you can kind of come down and help feed them? And do those things? Is that what I'm hearing?
No, it's to come and take them home with you, like fostering at the house or taking them temporarily, give them a temporary housing so that we can get them bigger so they can be adopted out.
Okay, okay, and you got 61 of these? 69 cats. What'd you say, hon?
Okay, we're going to have to take a break here. So
Okay, let me finish this up here then. Okay, so Dr. Ray John from Haven Humane, you need to have people come out and foster out your cats. You still need food down there. And the rest of the programs, of course, are just working just as wonderfully as they have before. Final thoughts, sir.
Again, if tomorrow if you get a chance, come down to our dog-a-thon. It really is a big help for us. It's from 10 to 3 tomorrow.
And where at?
Right at Haven Humane, our new design walking trail. It's beautiful. It's a third of a mile. We'd love to have everybody with us. Thank you.
Okay, and that's from 10 to 3 tomorrow at Haven Humane. Okay.
All right. We're going to be having Keenan Voss and his mom, Lori. It's our Keen part of the month. You're going to hear the inside of a 15-year-old kid and what's been going. What is the plan for this weekend? We'll probably talk to him about the museum. Has he been there? What does it mean for him as well? So, Carl, we're going to take a break, and we'll be right back here on KCNR 1460.
Beat the code of blue, beat the heart that's true to the code of those heavy wings.
North Valley Bank's Shop, Swipe, and Win promotion is in full throttle and heating up. Our family of weekly $500 winners continues to grow, and you could be part of it. Every swipe of your North Valley Bank debit card counts, from the smallest purchase of your morning coffee to filling the biggest tank of gas. That's right, every swipe for any purchase automatically enters you into our weekly drawings for $500. If it sounds too good to be true, check out the photo gallery of all our winners so far on our website at novb.com. You could be one of them and join in the fun of our weekly Friday celebrations. If you don't have a North Valley Bank debit card, simply stop by one of our convenient locations today. A friendly team member will order a card for your checking account, so you have a chance to win too. Shop, swipe, and win with North Valley Bank's debit card. Member FDIC, no purchase or account required. Must be age 18 or older to participate. See official contest rules for more details. Campaign ends December 29th, 2011.
Hey, Linda, let's head on down to Espresso Joe's. They've got the best coffee for the best prices, and I'm in the mood.
That sounds like a lot of fun. And their special this month is dark mocha. My favorite.
You know, the cost of coffee is on the rise again, too. And, you know, I want to pick up a couple of pounds for our supply. I want to get some of the Colombia Supremo, my favorite.
Okay, let's go to Espresso Joe's. Fun place, great coffee, and really nice people. Espresso Joe's, 2143 Hilltop, where you get more Joe.
You want the best for your parents. After all, they've always been there for you. Now, as you consider living options, don't settle for anything less than the best. Shasta Estates is Redding's premier independent retirement living community, offering a lifestyle unlike any other. They help seniors flourish with three delicious chef-prepared meals daily and the safety and security of live-in managers available day and night, plus a robust social calendar with a variety of enriching activities and so much more. Plus, these amenities and all utilities, except phone, are covered in one convenient month-to-month rent with no buy-in fees. Shasta Estates has a combined management team of over 25 years' experience. Visit Shasta Estates today for a complimentary tour and meal, located at 1350 Buenaventura Boulevard. Call Shasta Estates at 243-3014 or visit us online at www.holidaytouch.com. Shasta Estates is offering incredible summer incentives, starting with a 5-year rent freeze. So hurry and call today. That's Shasta Estates at 243-3014.
high. There you are in your comfort zone, thinking all is well. Not exactly. The issues facing America right now affect you, your family, and your wallet. Join the conversation on the Alana Burke Show, Monday through Friday at noon, and find out what's really going on. Unabashed, unafraid, and unadulterated conservative talk radio. The Alana Burke Show, making the ears of the liberals and the politically correct burn on a daily basis. Sponsored by Haas Ranch and Farm, growing the North State since 1863.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio. This is Linda Bott. Carl's live at the Northern California Veterans Heritage Museum. And we have a special guest in the house, Keenan Voss and his mom, Lori. Tell you about the weather. It's going to be a high 66. Of course, if you're just tuning in, KCNR 1460 on this third day of June. It's going to be high 66 and a low of 50 tonight. Carl, what's going on out there? Carl.
Well, yeah, okay, we're standing right now in front of the World War II exhibit. It's really interesting. We have like in a World War I also, 1917 Studebaker ambulance that belonged to, Rob Earl's grandfather, great-grandfather. I mean, it's even got the, you know, it's even got the stretcher in the back of it. Really, really, I mean, it's a one of a kind when you take a look at this. We've also got a miniature, it's a one-half scale of a plane, an F-4 Corsair that First Lieutenant James Sweat, who was our Medal of Honor recipient from right here in Reading, flew during World War II. It's a replica of it, and it's really interesting. You need to come down and look at this. Then in the World War II exhibit, we have, you know, battleships, carriers. We have stuff from Nazi Germany, from Imperial Japan, including rifles and samurai swords. And then here's probably one of my favorite parts of the whole museum is a photograph that's been blown up. Pearl Harbor, 7 December 1941, approximately 8 o'clock in the morning. Picture taken by the Japanese squadron leader of the first wave to attack the ships present. And in this, you see the Nevada, the Arizona, the Tennessee, the West Virginia, the Maryland, the Oklahoma, the Vestal, the Necho, the California. You see the Solas, the Allen Chu, the Phoenix, Detroit, Raleigh, Utah, Tangier, and Curtis. All of these ships are there, lined up. I mean, they're lined up next to each other. What a perfect target.
Carl, what are the, we're encouraging our listeners that if they've not been down to the California Veterans Heritage Museum, it's on Airport Road, past the airport before you actually get to Kent's Meads. And how fitting that you're out there today, the very week of Memorial Day week and all the festivities that have been going on this week to commemorate, to remember. We're going to have to take a break, and we know that Carl will be out there still at the Northern California Veterans Heritage Museum. Go out there this morning. They've got coffee and donuts and all kinds of nice things, but most of all to see. We've got about 2 minutes left before we take a break, and after we've asked Keenan to stay over so that we have Keenan Voss talking about Teen Talk. I know you don't want to miss this. Plus, I've got tickets to give away for some stuff. So last-minute thoughts here, Carl, before we take the big break.
Well, you know, as we go past this, as we're walking through the museum, you have stained glass photos or pictures. You have photos. You have newspaper articles. You have an area out here where you can. They're giving classes that you can have. Show movies, and you know. And I'm just. We still got another half of this museum to go through, and that when we're going into Korea. So I would say that if you have got some time on your hands, you need to come down here to the museum and see the work that all of these people have put together. I mean, there's dozens and dozens of people that have worked extremely hard to make this come alive. And I tell you what, this is not some hinky-dink thing you see on the side of the road. This is a professional museum.
Hinky-dink.
And you're going to be so proud of what's been done by Rob Burrows and his team here. And if you haven't seen it, you need to come down.
All right. And so you, how long will the events go today?
You're going to be open from really now till, how long you'll be open today?
Today we'll be open to 5 p.m.
They're going to be open to 5 p.m. today and
all
on
right.
the weekends.
Okay.
10 to 5 on the weekends.
All right. We're going to have to take a break here. We just want to let you know that this portion of the show is also brought to you by Tobacco and Brew on Hilltop Drive. Espresso Joe's inside of Tobacco and Brew. Go to the girls and you will get the best mocha you've ever had. You're listening to Carl and Linda Bott. Coming up, Keenan Voss. Don't forget Teen Talk. This is KCNR Shasta Redding.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. Twice, John Edwards announced this.
I'm a candidate for the presidency of the United States.
In 2004, he was nearly vice president. Now the Democrats, an indicted accused criminal. Fox News Radio's Evan Brown has more live.
Dave, the federal grand jury says John Edwards sought money from his campaign donors to be used to hush up an affair he had with a woman he eventually got pregnant, potentially tarnishing his image as a family man during his 2008 presidential bid. While the indictment doesn't name anyone besides Edwards, it alleges donors gave him close to $1 million in cash and then paid for chartered planes and hotel rooms in Florida for his mistress, Dave.
Evan, there wasn't as much new hiring last month.
Just 54,000 jobs last month, way below expectations.
Fox Business Network's Peter Barnes.
The unemployment rate rose to 9.1% in May from 9% in April.
Wall Street's reaction, the Dow's down 70. Republicans are lining up unhappy with the report.
Economy still isn't creating enough jobs.
House Speaker John Boehner. The White House says the economy has vastly improved the last 2 years. We'll hear from President Obama later in Toledo, Ohio, where Fox News Radio's Jennifer Kuiper is live.
Dave, the president is coming at a time when the city's unemployment rate is under 10% for the first time in a few years. Still not good enough for resident Renita Edwards, who says quite a few of her friends
trying to find something. It's not about just breaking in, it's having stuff available. You know, a lot of people will just take what they can so they can get better.
After touring an auto plant, the president will talk about the industry's rebound and Fiat buying out the government's stake in Chrysler. Dave?
Jennifer, more people have left their homes and communities in South Dakota as rivers rise and potential flooding. So-called Dr. Death Jack Kevorkian is dead. But the man who invented the infamous assisted suicide machine didn't kill himself. He was 83, had pneumonia and kidney problems.
My conscience was never bothered.
Kevorkian spent 8 years in prison for murder. This is Fox News Radio. Fair and balanced.
Another Home Depot advantage. Get 10% off your first purchase or special financing for 24 months on purchases of $599 or more when you open a new Home Depot consumer credit card account. It's the green light you've been waiting for to get more doing done. Special financing or 10% off. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. Valid through June 8th, U.S. only, subject to credit approval. Terms and conditions apply. Cannot be combined with other credit-related offers. See store for details.
We don't get many second chances. This one could save your life. A TIA, or transient ischemic stroke, is a mini stroke. Symptoms usually go away within 24 hours and you feel fine again. But if you don't get to a stroke center or hospital fast, you risk a full-fledged stroke that can change your life forever. Don't take that chance. Contact National Stroke Association at 1-800-STROKES or visit stroke.org and find out more about recognizing stroke symptoms fast. Do it now, while there's still time.
NATO attacked Libya again overnight, dropping more bombs, airstrikes targeting Gaddafi's military in Tripoli near his compound. Now, Libya is front and center in Congress today. The House, not happy with U.S. policy, is considering two resolutions. Fox News Radio's Rich Johnson, live on Capitol Hill.
Dave, that first one would express disapproval of the president committing U.S. forces to Libya.
Congress, and only Congress, has the power to declare war.
That's South Carolina Republican Tim Scott. Massachusetts Democrat Jim McGovern notes Republicans failed to follow their own rule for 3 days between introduction and vote.
So much for the new open House of Representatives.
But Democrat Dennis Kucinich is sponsoring an even stronger resolution. It calls for the U.S. to end its part in the NATO operation, Dave.
Rich, in Yemen, after months of anti-government protests and a deadly crackdown against them, the presidential palace attacked, shelled by tribal forces. President Saleh was slightly wounded, but four of his guards were killed. Yemen's prime minister and parliament speaker were also wounded in the attack. Going once, twice, sold. some very infamous, one-of-a-kind collectibles auctioned off.
Unabomber Ted Kaczynski is 69 now, serving life without parole at the Florence, Colorado Supermax prison for setting 16 explosions that killed three people and injured 23 others. He was also ordered to pay the victims $15 million in restitution, and now an unusual weeks-long online auction of his personal items has ended with proceeds to benefit those victims. Among the 58 items, the hoodie and sunglasses depicted in the FBI sketch, Kaczynski's personal journal, his typewriter, and the handwritten so-called manifesto denouncing technology. Altogether, they brought in nearly $190,000. All bidders were anonymous. Chris Stanley, Fox News Radio.
The NBA Finals all tied up after the Heat blew a big lead late in Miami. The Mavericks rallied to win Game 2, and the series shifts to Dallas Sunday. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Carl, you're supposed to say welcome back.
Hey, how you doing, hon?
Okay, well, they just played the Free Fire thing, so it's just like, I don't belong behind the trumpet there.
Okay, hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio right here on CCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Radio at 8:05 in the morning. I'm out here at the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center and having a great time out here on remote and looking at the new part of this museum, the new 3,000-square-foot part to this museum, and I'm telling you, it's absolutely beautiful. If you haven't been out here, you need to come out here today. They've got coffee, they have donuts, but just to come through here and take a look at our history, look at our military history,
Carl,
of the North State.
You need to try to find a place where you're not breaking up. And we're having a little bit of an echo, so what we may have to do is have you hang up and recall.
How about now? Is this better?
This is better.
I'm going to stop moving the board around. How's
and
that?
We have somebody on the line. Now, the whole morning we've been talking about Kenan Voss. He's here with his beautiful mom, Lori. We're going to be talking about Teen Talk. We're trying to work that in. We're going to ask him about, several things. There's a moment here, but let's go to the phones first. Good morning, Barbara. Welcome to the show.
Good morning to you, too, Linda.
What's going on?
Well, I wanted to tell Carl and the audience there that my friend and I went out to the museum on Memorial Weekend, and I was amazed at what I found out there. It was fantastic, and I think everybody should go out there, bring their kids out there to see what it was like to serve our country during World War II in Korea and Vietnam. It is an awesome display of stuff. And, of course, on the wall they had a big picture, a scale model of what the new museum is going to look like across the way. When it's complete, it's going to be an awesome sight.
Well, Barbara, you, judging by your voice, and I know that we see you, you're a great American. You kind of you always show up, a very patriotic person, and so that really means a lot to us that you took your time on Memorial Day weekend to go through the museum and to share with our listeners that it really is, it's an awesome homage to our the people who have served our country.
Yes, it is. I had two uncles that served in World War II, and going through the Marines part and through the Army part, I just got goosebumps when I realized the conditions and the stuff. And of course, their equipment was nothing like it is today for our military, and stuff. It was with bare knuckles in there. It was a tough, tough job, and our troops were amazing. And it really makes that stand out there at that museum, I think.
Well, thank you, Barbara. And of course, Barbara, thank you for your call.
You're welcome, dear.
All right. So that's just another call and a voice to encourage you, if you've not been out there, to the Northern California Veterans Heritage Museum. They're open all day with the new 3,000-square-foot addition where there's just more great stuff and wonderful history. Right, Carl?
That's right. It's so well done. There's so many new exhibits, and you need to come out here and take a look at it. You can just, anything from Spanish-American War to the Revolutionary War, new exhibits on Korea, mass units, showing that what that looks like. Of course, the Iraqi, the war and terrorism, weapons, exhibits of planes, of model planes that are just, you can take a look at over 200 types of military aircraft. is here.
Well, great.
On a revolving stand. I mean, it's really cool. I mean, it's been put together and it's just almost everything you could think of. Are you going to now? You know, it must be getting close for a break, and then you're going to have team talk.
Absolutely,
and then when you're finished with team talk, just come on back to us because we have some volunteers we want to talk to and a little bit more about the museum.
Okay, because Keenan and his mom, they've been here patiently waiting, and they have a wonderful tie-in story as well with the military, and I hope that they share that with us. We are KCNR Free Fire Radio. This is Linda Bott, and Carl Bott is out at the Veterans Heritage Museum. We'll be right back after these messages.
In a fantastic voyage at Wind River Casino and play the fantastic Swipe to Win giveaway. The more you play, the more chances you have to win a 2011 Kia Sedona minivan. Swipe to win and play to win. Just use your free River Club card daily. If you don't have a River Club card, don't wait in line. You can register online for your new River Club card. Weekly drawings on Tuesdays and Thursdays. The big giveaway is on Thursday, July 28th, where you could drive away in your very own 2011 Kia Sedona. It's better on the river.
Human success is produced not so much by great pieces of good fortune that seldom happen, as by little advantages that occur every day. Ben Franklin was a wise man. Great wisdom cannot be ignored. Five Star Bank wants to be your hardworking partner in success. In today's changing landscape, Five Star Bank understands that emerging businesses need those little advantages on a daily basis. Five Star Bank knows that businesses need to create new markets and established businesses need to stay competitive. Whether you are looking for a banking partner to help you build your business, your real estate portfolio, or tackle that addition on your home, look to Five Star Bank. Five Star Bank is ready to partner with you to acquire, develop, and finance property. Yes, good things can happen. Smart people doing good business. Visit us, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call us at 223-6652. On the web at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank. Professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hello, this is Adrian Malley with Reading Electric Utility. Please join the City of Reading for the 11th Annual City of Reading Energy Fair, Saturday, June 18th from 8 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. at the Sundial Bridge. The Energy Fair will once again feature over 40 local vendors demonstrating home performance, energy efficiency, water conservation products, technologies in the new plug-in electric and fuel-efficient vehicles. Activities for the kids, bonus rebates, free Asphalt Cowboys pancake breakfast, drawing for Energy Star appliances, home energy makeover, and more. Learn how to conserve energy, save money, and how you can make a positive impact for your family and our community. See you June 18th beginning at 8 a.m. at the Sundial Bridge. For more information, call 339-7300. Sponsored by Reading Electric Utility. REU, celebrating 90 years of outstanding electricity service for the Reading community.
This is Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to the program this morning. We have a very special segment. We were so impressed with this young man by the name of Keenan Voss and his mother, Lori. They heard us say on the air one day that we were really interested in bringing a teenager on that so we could kind of get an insight of what's going on. So, Keenan, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
And, Keenan, what do you have to talk about this morning? I mean, share with our listeners. Remember, everybody's kind of like weirded out from the weather. They're listening about the museum. And here, what have you got to bring to the table?
Well, first off, I just wanted to say really quickly, congratulations to all the graduates of high school and eighth grade. And good luck moving on to high school and college. But I did want to say that I have not been to the museum. And my dad, he was in the Air Force, and he had his pilot's license, and he had a plane. So he did all of that. But I do really want to go to the museum because it sounds really interesting. And then...
Did you ever fly with your father?
Yes, I did.
Really?
Yeah. It's pretty fun.
He had his own plane.
Yeah.
He did.
Cool.
Yep. And then we also have some things about summer camps that are going on this summer. Westside Performing Arts are doing a summer camp. starting in this June, and they it goes from June 20th to July 30th, and it's $299. That's for the tuition, and then there are scholarships available for that.
Are you going to be doing that?
I will not, because I am going on vacation.
Okay, so you just want to make sure that here's what some other teens could possibly do. When you say, I'm going on vacation, are you going alone or is your family going on vacation?
Me, my mom, and my brother.
Okay, where are you guys going?
We are going to go to Michigan and Virginia.
Oh, so when history.
Mm-hmm. A lot of history in Virginia where we lived. We were in the mountains of Virginia for 12 years. That's where Keenan grew up.
Now, at that time, you're widowed.
That's correct.
So when your husband was in the Air Force, was he serving then?
He served in the Air Force from 74 to 78, I believe.
Okay, excellent. So Virginia is a wonderful place to be, and Michigan, that'll be really fun for you.
Yeah.
So, Keenan, what else do you have?
There's also another day camp coming up. It's called Thrilling Thursdays, and it is for ages 9 to 17. And each Thursday, they do something. And one Thursday, they're going to be doing river rafting and paddle boarding. And then one, they go mountain biking. And then the next, they go paintballing, go-karting, and miniature golfing.
I wish somebody would take me paintballing, go-karting. I want to do that, okay? I think you can get a lot of angst out with, you know, paintball off. I like that. Okay, so you're in your swim trunks. You're going to Whiskey Town. What's up?
I'm going to Whiskey Town Lake for my 8th grade picnic with my 8th grade class today, so that will be really fun.
Well, be careful, because Bob, being in the Coast Guard that Bob is, it's like he's always talking about the dangers of what you think may be calm, warm waters on the top, inside, of, especially with the snow melt, that there's a different animal.
Well, especially with the snow melt right now, you get down more than a couple of feet, and that water is still somewhere around 48 degrees, and that'll slow you down pretty fast, and it'll sneak up on you, too, so just be mindful.
Well, I'm glad that you came on, Keenan, and you were telling us some of the things that are going on this summer. But, I think you need to give the people who are listening that are young and old and old that think they're young and young that think they're old. And how about people that they have in their lives that are your age, which is 15?
13.
Excuse me.
I'll be 14 in June, though.
14 in June. some words of advice until next month. Some words of advice as we break into summer and kids are out of school. What do you have to say to us?
Have a safe summer. Don't be too crazy, because you always want to be safe. You don't want to get hurt over your summer, because then your summer's going to be ruined.
Okay.
Yeah.
Don't take stupid pictures and text them.
Yeah.
Don't say anything that's going to go on the internet that will haunt you the rest of your life.
Yeah.
Okay.
For sure.
Facebook forever.
Yeah, Facebook forever. And maybe you'll find your favorite new musical group.
Mm-hmm. Maybe.
You know, share your music. I don't know what. Something else. We got to go.
I don't know. I really like country music because I grew up in Virginia, so.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Well, we'll make sure that we get your song pick next time.
Okay.
All right. Keenan Voss and his beautiful mother, Lori. Thank you so much for joining us. We're going to take a break, and when we get back, we're going to go down to the back with Carl at the Veterans Heritage Museum, and we will be right back after these messages. This is Carl and Linda Bott on KCNR 1460.
Yeah, honey, my cholesterol thanks you. Hey, do you need help here with the dishes? Because the game's on. And
No. You go ahead. You know me. I live for cleaning the kitchen, especially after cooking 2 pounds of bacon.
I would have made him help.
Honey, did you say something?
No, I'm good.
It's me down here, your drain.
Okay.
I noticed you're about to dump all that bacon grease down into me, and I thought you should know that...
That I'm going crazy because my sink is talking to me?
Well, technically I'm your drain, and yeah, it's a little crazy, but drains have feelings too, you know. That's why, as tempting as it is, dumping kitchen grease down into me can clog me.
Good to know.
Yeah, one more thing. My cousin Toilet wants to remind you to quit tossing your baby wipes or dusting wipes down him. It can severely clog our sanitary sewers.
It's true. Improper disposal of household items can severely clog our sanitary sewers. If you have questions on the disposal of certain items, call 224-6068. This message has been funded by the Wastewater Division of Reading Municipal Utilities.
Hello, folks. I'm Bob, the Mount Shasta Springwater Drop. It's no wonder that Mount Shasta Springwater is the preferred choice here in Northern California and Southern Oregon. It's natural, it tastes good, and it's healthy for you. If you are not drinking Mount Shasta Springwater, you owe it to yourself to give it a try. Give us a call at 1-800-922-6227 and start enjoying the refreshing taste of Mount Shasta Springwater today. When you call, tell them you want the Bob the Drop special. Mount Shasta Springwater, naturally the best.
Now, a special announcement for veterans. Over 1,800 American military veterans die each day, many of whom do not receive all of the VA benefits they have earned. The Dignity Memorial Network offers comprehensive services to help eligible veterans and their families receive the VA burial benefits from the U.S. government. Your Dignity Memorial provider knows more about obtaining everything that is owed to you, including monetary burial benefits, a government-issued marker, presidential certificate, and much more. Your local Dignity Memorial provider also offers a free planning guide that includes worksheets and valuable information on how you can save an extra 10% off services not covered by your VA benefits. Whether you want to receive the planning guide or you have more immediate needs, your Dignity Memorial provider is here to help. The Dignity Memorial Network, America's leading funeral homes and cemeteries, united to bring you the services you need when it matters most.
McDonald's Chapel and Reading Memorial Park proudly serves the Reading area. Call 241-2256, 241-2256.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Good morning, all you chat packers. I don't know, Carl. This is all I can say as I'm throwing it to you. Carl.
Okay, well, welcome back, and, you know, this portion of the show is brought to you by BNP Satellite, 244-1988. He's a veteran, Doug Tooley. And don't call the 800 number. That's the big thing. Don't call the 800 number. You'll go to some other hemisphere, maybe even another planet or world. You call 244-1988. He guarantees his work. He's a veteran, and how appropriate is that? Because we're right here at the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center, and I have in front of me here one of the volunteers. Introduce yourself.
My name is Barry Zanny.
Okay, Barry, why if you, I know you volunteer a lot of time here. Can you tell us a little bit why you do this?
Well, I earned my living here in Shasta County for some 30 plus years, and I feel that I owe something back to the people, I owe something to the veterans, those people who put their reputations and their lives on the line to keep us free. And some 6 months ago, I volunteered here to be a docent, and I really enjoy the people. I've met fantastic human beings and listen to stories that just add to my repertoire that I can share with my grandchildren.
Okay. Now, what's your average day here when you're working at the museum? I mean, it's all volunteer work, too. Is that correct?
That's correct. It's all volunteer. All the people who are here are not paid. They're volunteers. I average 3 days a week, usually 5 to 7 hours a day. And it's just a thrilling time to be here to share and to see all the goodies that they have here on display. And there's always something new coming in. The people out there in Shasta County are wonderful in their donations. And when I talk about donations, I'm not talking about their time and their money, but the veterans and the people bringing in items that belong to their loved ones that are part of the heritage of this county.
Okay, that's great. Now, what's your favorite part of the museum?
The whole museum. But there's a plaque in here. It has to do with Iwo Jima and the Marines that landed there and went to Sarabachi. And I was really taken aback here a number of years ago with the Clint Eastwood movie, Flags of Our Fathers. And this particular plaque tells the story of one gentleman by the name of Charles Lindbergh, who was with the 5th Marine Division, Easy Company, who took the first flag up Mount Sarabachi. And I'm just impressed with the photos and the fact that he was a Silver Star holder and won a Purple Heart. And these are the kind of men that I grew up around when I was a young boy and listened to their stories. And it just fills me with pride to see that those pictures and those men that raised that flag and our young men and women that still raise that flag today.
So you'd recommend this to come down here to the museum if you have not been, or even if you've been here before, to come on back, because we have new exhibits down here, something that maybe solidifies our heritage in our own minds, and especially into our children.
Absolutely. This, if you have not come out, and I know a lot of people I've talked with at the cafes, at the post office, I'm trying to constantly tell people about this organization out here, and a lot of people are not aware of it. But that's because we live lives that we travel at 100 miles an hour today. But if you just take the time, come out and take a look, I can guarantee you that you'll be bringing your children and your grandchildren and your friends out to see something that's really the heritage of our county. We have a lot of fine people here in Shasta County, and we have more than our good share of real honorable veterans.
Absolutely. Well, thank you so much. Thank you so much for helping out here in the museum, because I know it's you're doing it because, it's almost like a labor of love here when you're seeing this and seeing the people. So thank you so much for what you do. Now we've got some other volunteers out here. Okay, let's get some names here.
Carl? Judy Patterson?
Okay, Judy Patterson. Yeah, hon.
I just wanted to remind you to follow up on the phone call. Northern California Veterans Historical Association, the Mobile Military Museum, is rescheduling its fundraiser due to the weather. That's just off the the press. The golf tournament is being rescheduled to 30th of July rather than this weekend.
That's right, and that's the Mobile Military Museum, and that's a separate entity from this. But they also are out trying to preserve our heritage. You're right. They are canceling their golf tournament and moving it back into July.
Okay, we have about 3 minutes left before break. Or 5 minutes before the break.
All right, 5 minutes before the break. Let me go. Okay, let me get names again.
Judy. Debbie.
And Debbie. Now, Judy, how long have you been working around here?
This is actually my second time volunteering at the museum. But I've worked with Rob for the last 2.5 years.
And so why did you want to come out and volunteer at the museum?
Just because I just gained an interest the last couple of years working out at the Veterans Cemetery and just learning about our history.
So you think this is a good place to do that then?
Absolutely. I've learned so much just volunteering in one day about every little era of the section within the museum.
That's wonderful. And you?
Debbie Johnson. Yes, I'm part of the board here, Director of Education. And it's just a real pleasure to have seen this take shape. The visions that Rob gets in his head that we can't think in 3D, and then he produces and we're hammering and trying to see what happens, and it comes and it looks like this at the end. You've seen it. It's marvelous how his concept has come about.
But now, Debbie, you are more than just working here. You also have something else that you're really involved into, you and your husband.
Yes, we do. Honor Flight Northern California. It's one of our wonderful passions, and Rob is the current chairman of our board of directors, so we're very proud of our group and our efforts to take World War II veterans to Washington, D.C. for free to see the World War II Memorial.
And now this is a regular event. The next one's going in, I think, in two weeks. And how many World War II veterans are you taking back?
On the next trip, there'll be 25 and 15 Guardians.
Okay, and then the next one's in September.
Yeah, we're trying to find a date that Rob doesn't have something to do on the weekend. we're going to try in September. Before the MASH bash, so we will do 30 veterans then, 30 to 32, and our group of 50 usually works real well for us, so the rest of that group of 50 would be Guardians.
Now, the story behind this is that that World War II veterans who have not had the opportunity to head back to D.C. to see the World War II monument, it's all paid for by the organization, and then the Guardians paid their own way back. So it's not a freebie for them. It's not a free trip. And what they could do is that you're there to help the veterans. There's many of them now in their 80s and 90s. And it just helps them see a part of their history. Something my mom always wanted to do was get back to the World War II Museum, or to the monument. And we didn't make it back. I know. So with something like this going, I think it's just wonderful what you all are doing. And again, it's just all part of saving the heritage and saving our, you know, saving the memories of our veterans from here in the North State and putting them all into one place, like right here at the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center.
All right. So, we're going to have to take a break here.
Thank you so much for what you do.
Absolutely. All right. We're going to take a break here. You've got Carl live out at the Northern California Veterans Heritage and Museum Center on Airport. They're going through the museum. They're having special festivities today. Go on out there. This is Linda Bott. I'm live from the studio. We do have some things that we're going to cover here, and I've got ticket giveaways right after Fox News. I thank you, Bob, for helping me. Well, before we take a break, why don't I just say now, because when we come back, I'm sure there's going to be some other things that are becoming alive through the museum. As you know, that we cover the arts here. We've got two tickets to give away for our first caller here, 605-4567, is the hotline into the studio. And I have two tickets for June 17th, which is a funny thing happened on the way to the forum. Do give us a call. It's media night, and these are $22 tickets. You can get two tickets here free today just by calling KCNR 605-4567. Again, Carl's out at the California Northern California Veteran and Heritage Museum, and we're going to be here hearing about what's going on with the special festivities and the breaking of opening up 3,000 extra square feet of fabulous, you know, museums. Hey, Carl, we're going to take a break.
Okay, we're out here at the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center. So we'll be here waiting for you.
We'll be right back after these messages. This is KCNR.
Fox News Radio. I'm Ron Flatter. John Edwards ran for the nation's highest office twice.
I am suspending my campaign for the Democratic nomination for the presidency.
Money from that 2008 campaign is at the heart of an indictment against Edwards, a federal grand jury charging the former senator with using contributions to hide an extramarital affair. Unemployment rose last month to 9.1%. But the Obama administration points out it's not as bad as it was last November.
The unemployment rate is down 0.7 of a point, and that's about the biggest six-month drop is in more than 20 years.
Presidential advisor Austin Goolsbee. House Majority Leader Eric Cantor says this is a wake-up call.
If there were ever an indicator that we actually need to start having a plan to grow jobs, this is it.
May was the worst month for job creation since last fall. Only 54,000 new non-farm jobs were reported. Fox News. We report, you decide.
There are those who claim that non-hybrid seeds could one day be worth more than gold. We at the Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange say, why do you have to choose? The Patriot carries its own line of heirloom non-hybrid seed packs that store for over 4 years at room temperature, and much longer if you refrigerate them. Each combo pack comes with 10 vegetable varieties that will allow you to plant about a quarter of an acre emergency garden. The Patriot also sells 200 and 275 serving dehydrated food pails with a 20-year shelf life to sustain you and your family until your emergency garden kicks in. As always, you can get your emergency food, seeds, gold and silver cheaper at the Patriot than you can on the internet, and that's even after sales tax. Peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth by buying gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to nourishing, quality food in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Don't pay more and then wait weeks for delivery. Come to the Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange Tuesday through Friday, 9:30 to 4, and Saturday, 10 to 4, at 3637 Eureka Way in the Sunset Plaza, next to the round table, and get peace of mind today for less.
You've seen all the amazing products on TV. Now find them all in one place. The As Seen on TV store next to Dairy Queen on Churn Creek. If it slices, dices, chops, cooks, cleans, grills, drills, or fixes, they've got it. Just about anything that gets you in shape or simply makes your life a little easier. Over 1,000 As Seen on TV products all in one place. But wait, there's more. No waiting for delivery, no shipping and handling. Take it home today at the As Seen on TV store next to Dairy Queen on Churn Creek Road.
From time to time, we take solemn oaths to make positive changes in our lives. We call them resolutions. Many resolutions require great personal sacrifice. To lose weight, to get in shape, to be friendlier to your in-laws. This time, make a resolution where success is guaranteed. Improve your dental health. It requires no sacrifice, just a phone call to Palisadro Dentistry at 547-5757. Even after years of dental neglect, Dr. William Farrell and his able staff will employ cutting-edge techniques gained over 30 years of professional experience to restore that youthful, charming smile. Anxiety is no longer an impediment to dental health. Palisadro Dentistry specializes in overcoming dentist dread with sedation dentistry. For worry-free dental care, call Palisadro Dentistry today at 547-5757 or visit palisadrodentistry.com. And who knows, with an improved smile, maybe your in-laws will like you better. Special consideration to veterans. Financing available. OAC.
On Sundays, it's the Don Shulman Show, featuring you and your money. Sports talk, bridal talk, senior talk. Take me along on Sundays. We'll have some prizes. The chat room will be open, and we'll be there talking about subjects that affect you, how to save money, and how to do the things you need to do to make your life better and easier. See you on Sundays, 11 to 1, only on KCNR 1460.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Hi. Welcome back to KCNR 1460 here on KCNR. It's Carl and Linda Bott. I have to give you a special weather statement for you who are just tuning in your car on your way to work. It seems like there's going to cold for the season. Low pressure system off the coast will bring cool, showery weather through the weekend. Some light showers will move into Northern California as early as today, but most of the shower activity will be confined to areas west of Interstate 5. There's going to be more unstable conditions are expected on Sunday as the low pressure system edges towards the coast. Heavier showers are expected, especially over the coastal range. Snow levels should remain fairly high, but the highest elevation of the Sierra Cascade Range above about 7,500 feet. We are looking at the weather of 66, 30% chance of showers. Bob, you got your computer out there. What are you looking at?
I was just going to tell you it's currently 55 downtown.
All right, we got it. Weather's always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards. By the way, Candace Lavolsi will be out there Sunday playing for brunch. I do have a special press release to share with you before we go live with Carl out at the Heritage Museum. The City of Reading's Martin Luther King Jr. Center invites you to an Amity Day potluck picnic on Sunday, June 5th from 2 to 5. The community building event is an opportunity to come together to share friendship, culture, families, and fun. They're going to be providing hamburgers, and they call it fixins, as we ask. If you can, bring a cultural potluck side dish, chairs, and or blankets for your family. There's going to be games for all ages, dance demonstrations, music, face painting, puppet making, kickball, basketball, all that great stuff. And that, again, is going to be from 2 to 5 at the Reading's Martin Luther King Jr. Center. So there's our news release for a public service announcement to let you know something that's going on this weekend. There's gobs of stuff. But right now, we are going live to Carl as he is inside of the California Veterans Heritage Museum. Let's go to Carl.
Hey, good morning. Hey, and by the way, this portion of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. Right off Athens Avenue, DC Tim and Man in Black, they give haircuts, they give veterans discounts. I like to point that out. They give discounts to veterans, great haircuts, no styling, and it's Man's Last Stronghold. That's right, Man's Last Stronghold. Senior Chief Rob Burrows goes there. I go there. I'm seeing an elderly gentleman sitting here with the donuts in his hand, coffee in his other hand, and he's got like some like highway patrol saying, you know, it's doing this for him. Anyway, okay, let's go back and talk to a couple other of the volunteers. Christine.
Hi.
Now, you've been here since the beginning.
Yes, I have. I've chased Rob down in a parade, so I wanted to... He is a historian, so that's what I do now. I'm the director of history here.
And so tell us a little bit about your job.
I do all the archiving, and I help put up all the exhibits, a lot of different kinds of things. I answer the phones. I collect money. Everything that I can possibly do. I sweep them off the floors. This is latrine.
Hey, this is a regular small business,
wow.
And you know what? People do this out of love. Hey, how many exhibits do you have? Would you say? I mean, just round figure here.
We have an exhibit on the Civil War, the Revolution, World War One, World War Two, Korea, Vietnam, and Operation Iraqi Freedom in Afghanistan, and we also have an exhibit on 9/11.
Okay, but what is the? I know you've got like thousands. I mean, don't you have like thousands of pieces of equipment and paper and things like that that have been not out on exhibit but are available?
Yes, we do. We have over 10,000 square feet of storage, and that's quite costly to us. But at the same time, we know that once we get the main building built, which is 130,000 square feet, we'll fill it up pretty quick. And then we're hoping to buy the building that we're in so that we can actually have a place to archive all the stuff that we do have.
Well, I tell you, what a great effort you all have made, Christine. I mean, you know, starting from scratch. And my friends, you need to come out here and take a look at this. We have people already arriving. They're going through and taking a look at this new 3,000 square foot facility. The work that Rob Burrows and Christine and the volunteers have done here is just extraordinary. You got so much to be proud of here.
Well, we're very thankful for everything that our folks have been helping us with. And, you know, it's the community has been donating items also, so it's a community effort also. This is about the community, not just the veterans. It's about educating our community about the veterans. And so, you know, we actually have more family members that come in here than we actually do the veterans. So, because they want to know what their veteran, their family, their father, their mother, their brothers, their sister was involved with. And not always does the veteran talk about it because of the situations we're involved with. And so this helps us to educate and share that information so they have a better understanding of their own family and their own friends that have come back from the war zones. And they're not exactly sure what took place. This helps to tell that story.
We have a question from one of our chatters, Carl, that asks, would the museum accept a new book series about World War II?
With the a question from the chat room, saying, would the museum accept a new book series about World War II?
Absolutely. Our library encompasses everything from the conception of the United States to present. And so it doesn't have to be a historical document as far as the age, as long as it has information to tell the story of what's going on. So newer books, that's great. We'd love to take them.
Okay, you know, another question I had, and we were talking about this at the break, is can people or organizations sponsor certain exhibits here?
Absolutely. That's one of the things that we're working toward is to be able to have individuals come in and say, look, my father and my mother served or my brother served, and we want to dedicate this area or donate money in memory of them. And that's exactly what we'd like to have done. And so by getting people involved, we've only been open to the public now for 6 months, and you can see how far we've come in the last 6 months. And so the biggest thing now is getting people involved, having people come out and see what's here so that they can get more involved. And if they want to dedicate a portion of the museum to their family member, we would welcome that.
Well, I know that we'd be interested in sponsoring one of the exhibits from Free Fire Media, but for our parents who both fought or both served in World War II, and also my father-in-law was in Korea, and I think that there's a lot of people that would do that would come up just to have an exhibit or have part of an exhibit or an area over here that was sponsored by their parents or their sons and you know that had fought in one of these wars.
It's break time.
Know, this whole concept came from my mom and dad. My mom served with the United States Navy as a civilian contractor, Rough and Ready Island, during the war. My dad served as a gunner's mate on a Liberty ship in the South Pacific during the war. So this kind of whole concept is because of their memory and what they did in my life for that time frame. So that's exactly straight up down the road.
Well, thank you so much. We've got to take a break, Carl, here. We're running over time.
Okay.
So this is KCNR 1460. We'll be right back.
My country, 'tis of thee, sweet land of liberty.
This is Carl Bott. I'm with Chef John Stadelli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, you know, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis for Grandma Valia.
Beef, raviolis, salad, fish. You know if you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palisadro. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
Hi, folks. This is Darrell Waltrip. You know, as a three-time Winston Cup champion, now I know something about good machines. That's why, for my new home, I chose Water Furnace Geothermal Heating and Cooling. You see, to be the best, you've got to use the best. And a geothermal system from Water Furnace is the best way to heat and cool your home. It's efficient and reliable, plus it'll cut your energy bills by up to 60%. So call your local Water Furnace dealer today.
Like Darrell Waltrip says, a water furnace system is a winning combination of energy savings, exceptional comfort, and reliable performance. And with today's skyrocketing cost of electric rates and costly tiers, you could save up to 70% in heating, cooling, and hot water costs. Consider the smart switch to a geothermal comfort system or turbocharge your existing furnace with an add-on unit. For more information, see Crystal Air on the web at www.crystalair.info or call 530-623-1000.
Hey, Linda. Let's head on down to Espresso Joe's. They've got the best coffee for the best prices, and I'm in the mood.
That sounds like a lot of fun. And their special this month is dark mocha. My favorite.
You know, the cost of coffee is on the rise again, too. You know, I want to pick up a couple of pounds for our supply. I want to get some of the Colombia Supremo, my favorite.
Okay, let's go to Espresso Joe's. Fun place, great coffee, and really nice people. Espresso Joe's, 2143 Hilltop, where you get more Joe.
Hello, this is Dr. Doug Craig, sponsor and host of Wake Up Call on KCNR every Sunday at 10 a.m. For over 23 years, I have maintained a clinical psychology practice in Reading, specializing in the assessment and treatment of mood, anxiety, and attention disorders in children, adolescents, and adults. In life, we all learn that we must accept what we can't change or change what we can't accept. When we're unable or unwilling to accept those things we can't control or change, we become depressed, anxious, or angry. While sadness, anger, worry, and fear are normal human emotions, sometimes they can feel overwhelming. When our normal methods of coping no longer work, psychotherapy offers us the tools we need to manage our difficult emotions and regain our balance and peace of mind. If you have any questions about this or want to learn more, give me a call at 246-7062.
This is Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to KCNR 1460 here on Free Fire Radio. This is Linda Bott. Carl is live at the Northern California Veterans and Heritage Museum Cultural Center out there on Airport Road. Right now, we're going to throw it to Carl.
Hey, good morning. Yeah, we're back. Can you hear me okay?
We can hear you okay.
All right, let's talk to Dan. He was over here. He just came by and stopped by to see the museum. Dan, tell us what you think.
Oh, it's absolutely wonderful here. I'm just so proud to see all the things people have done and the things that people brought into our museum here. You're just coming here and looking at it's pretty emotional.
Wow.
Okay, you know, Dan's one of our listeners, and, you know, Jeff's Pest Control has been very supportive of a lot of things that go on in this community, and Dan's one of their main men there. I'm glad to see, though, is that we have a variety of people coming out to see the museum today. What would you say is your favorite part of the museum?
Well, I'm the World War II era, something that I really like following. There's so many stories there that need to be told. In this place, we're able to do that here, you know. So that's awesome.
That's true. You know, that's one, you know, that's the thing. It tells the stories about what's going on here. All right, we've opened up the 3,000 square foot one. We're talking about people can sponsor their own, you know, can sponsor areas of this, which I think is a great idea. I mean, it needs to be done. What's the next step? What's the next steps there, Senior Chief?
Well, the whole idea behind this program where we're at right now is to let the community know that we're here, that we're involved. We have the archive, we have the research library, we now have the exhibits on the floor of exactly what we're going to be working toward. As you look across the street right here, this 17 acres right here is the property that we've been working with the city for. So our next step is to be able to get the grant funding, to put the money together, to continue to work with the city of Reading to make sure that we meet their prerequisites so we can move forward. The next phase that we're going to be working with is phase one, which is the 7-acre Liberty Park. So the Liberty Park will be right here. It will encompass the bell tower, the outdoor amphitheater, the exhibits such as the aircraft, tanks, artillery pieces. It'll be outside, including we're also going to have a memorial chapel there too with a memorial walkway and things like that. So that's our main goal. We've been working with different vendors across the United States for contracting the bell tower and different things like that. So the devil's in the details. And so right now we're working on all the details so we can move forward for this next phase. As soon as we get the funding together and we get the final approval from the city, we'll have a groundbreaking, and then we're going to be moving forward in that first phase, which is the 7-acre Liberty Park right here across the street from our current facility.
Well, maybe you can get a sweetheart deal like they did out of Stillwater, and you can get it for free, and you can get, you know, electricity really cheap because you're putting a building up here and you're hiring people. What do you think?
Well, I think that we're working toward that direction, but, you know, we're working very hard to carry our own load. We know that the city is under stress right now as far as finances go, and so we're really trying to carry our own way and be a responsible organization in the community. And so we're going to do the best we can with our donors and with if we can get some corporate sponsors from across the United States for this program and maybe some congressional help somewhere along the line, we're just going to keep pressing forward. We're going to make it happen.
Well, I know you will. Now, the big thing about this is no tax dollars are being used from the city of Redding or Shasta County. You know, people are going, oh, gosh, there's another drain. No. This is all being done by private funding, people coming here, people donating. Like Rob says, we're going to start things from across the country. We're going to have a big fundraiser in September called the MASH Bash, and stand by for this. This is going to be different than any other MASH Bash, and I guarantee you that if you don't get your tickets early, you're not going to get in. And we can put in like 1,000 people, and it's going to be great. And that's going to be September 25th.
That'll be the Saturday night of the air show. So we'll have all the aircraft out here and everything from the air show, and then we'll be able to have our evening event that Saturday night. So it'll be right in the middle of all the festivities here, right at the Redding Airport. And so we're really looking forward to that. And then also we have another quick fundraiser coming up on June 25th this month, where we're bringing in free e-waste. If anybody has any electronics or any kind of appliance or anything, they can drop them off here at the museum. And all those items will be recycled, and then and a portion of that money will be sent back to the museum to help fund what the programs that we have going on. So that'll be June 25th here on a Saturday.
Well, I think that's pretty
fabulous. We'll be talking about that.
I think that's pretty fabulous there. We're going to take a break, but I think, you know, gosh, how many people have a bunch of old computers and a bunch of stuff hanging around in their garage that you're just thinking, what am I going to do with it? Don't take it to the dumpster. Let's turn it into e-waste. This is a great thing, June 25th happening. We'll find out more information about that. You're listening to KCNR 1460. This is Carl and Linda Bott on Free Fire Radio. We'll be right back.
He took the midnight train going
Here's Victoria Curtis of Cars California Auto Repair and Smog speaking with another satisfied customer.
This is John Lundberg with Circle N Heating and Air Conditioning. You're a faithful Cars customer, aren't you?
We've been bringing all of our vehicles, actually, personal and business, to Cars since 1993.
And how did you happen to first come to Cars?
I met Barb at Northern Business Associates, so I had been using a different repair shop in town and decided to give them a try. Was dealt with very honestly, so I've been taking my vehicles there ever since.
How many vehicles do you bring?
About 7 vehicles. Foreign cars all the way down to trucks.
Have you ever referred any of your family or friends to Cars?
I have lots of customers who are good, and when they need car repair, I always refer them to Cars.
And have you ever used our new concierge service?
Very convenient.
Thanks so much for taking our call today, John. We'll see you again soon at Cars.
California Auto Repair and Smog, 246-9277, 246-9277.
Well, hi. There you are in your comfort zone, thinking all is well. Not exactly. The issues facing America right now affect you, your family, and your wallet. Join the conversation on the Alana Burke Show, Monday through Friday at noon, and find out what's really going on. Unabashed, unafraid, and unadulterated conservative talk radio. The Alana Burke Show, making the ears of the liberals and the politically correct burn on a daily basis. Sponsored by Haas Ranch and Farm, growing the North State since 1863.
Have you found yourself stranded with a dead battery and need a jump? Instead of calling that expensive tow truck, call Redding Yellow Cab, and we'll do it for only $20. Running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every day of the year, Redding Yellow Cab will cater to the needs of your parents, seniors, or children who need to travel throughout the city and county, no matter the hour. Call Redding Yellow Cab, and we will do your shopping, give rides to the hospital, airport, hotel, and many other destinations. Call us at 222-1234.
Hi, I'm Dennis Miller. Join me Monday through Friday from 9 to noon on KCNR 1460 AM.
Welcome back to KCNR 1460. In case you're wondering who's going to be on Monday, we have Enjoy Magazine, of course. And, you know, it's such a fabulous publication. Every month is just spectacular with what's going on around in the North State. So you're going to get the latest. And, of course, we have some copies here. They fly off the shelves fast, you know, and they're free to the public. But they really have great in-depth stories. So you don't want to miss that. And but right now, we're going to go back live with Carl to... How has it been this morning, Carl?
Oh, it's been great. We've had people coming in and out. Jeff Nelson from the Patriot Guard Riders is here, and he brought a flag here to be signed by a lot of the people working at the museum. And this flag's going to be sent back to the unit of Sergeant Preston Dennis, the young sergeant who was killed on April 28th. In Afghanistan, and they're going to send it back so they can have, when they have a service back there, they can see the people back here in Redding and Shasta County care about them and remember them. I think it's you know, it's a very worthwhile endeavor. So he's getting signatures for it that they'll send back. There's so many things going on right now in the military and the and you know, two wars, Libyan adventure, and all this. That makes you wonder, you know, we've been in war since, for 10 years. We've been at war for 10 years now. And at this point, I think that even though that the men and women are doing such an outstanding job, is there a point where there is an end to this? The museum here, which is so important, you know, we don't hear a lot about the war that's going on. It's like, it's war on the, it's kind of like war on the, you know, in the stealth mode. You don't hear anything. You don't hear the fact that the same month that Sergeant Preston Dennis died, there was 56 other Americans killed that month. Or that the Marines lost 133 Marines and sailors in about a year from the 1st Marine Division. And that was just the 1st Marine Division. It doesn't count the other divisions. It doesn't count the Army. And you, when you think about this, you never hear about it anymore. It's not on the front page. There's not a number that's running through that people can pick up. So when you have a museum like this, a heritage museum, is that people can come in and take a look at those who went before them and those that are there now. There's exhibits from Iraqi Freedom right now in Operation Enduring Freedom. There's exhibits that they can take a look at and say, well, this is what's going on. And I know they're going to be, you know, there's going to be film clips. There's documentaries that will be available here. People can take a look at. You know, people care. People do care, but they've got to be reminded that there's wars going on. And in the middle of this, you need to also protect those that are out there and to make sure is that they're being cared for by our government as well as by ourselves.
Well,
so when you see... I'm sorry.
No, that's okay. I know you're doing a heavy reflection, and I think that's what happens when you go out to the you're looking at, wow, this is a piece of history. This is something that happened that makes you think about what happened with those, the period of time. Like you said, my father was in the Korean War. Your father was World War II, and you think about this. This was part of our heritage, and there's also the cultural aspect of it. And so as we get ready to close our show, let's think of before, this is Friday, before we go into the weekend, we encourage people to go out to Airport Road and see the museum. It's a 3,000 square foot expansion. But what kind of thought do we would we like to close our show with today, Carl, that encourages people, you know, although upon reflection that could be, you know, a happy thought.
Okay, let me turn this then over to Senior Chief. You know, a positive, uplifting thought here that the people think of, you know, as they plan their weekend.
You know, as Carl, as you were talking about the veterans that are serving right now that we don't hear about, the loss of lives and things like that, with Preston Dennis, as being part of the funeral honor team out at the Igloo Cemetery and being able to be part of these, the lives of the families coming back. The healing process for these families begins the moment they find out about the problem with their children or their sons or their daughters or their mothers and fathers. It's a privilege for us and an honor for our team here to be able to be a part of this community, to provide an organization to be part of this healing process. We see it every day. I see it every day out there at IGO and at the Veterans Cemetery, and the families that come through, and being able to present the flag to them. And their families are so grateful for just that little bit of honor that we're able to bestow upon them for their loved one. And so this is a carry-on for those families who have lost their loved ones. They can come here. They can just quietly share some of those moments with their loved ones through that different era or time frame where they've been, World War II to Korea, Vietnam, to Iraqi freedom right now. And they're welcome here. It's a place of solitude. It's a place of healing. And we want to be an icon in our community that is a positive factor, not a negative. We want to be a positive healing factor in our community and to be honorably telling the story of our men and women who have sacrificed so much for us. Well, so it's just a great privilege and honor for us to be able to portray this organization here in the community.
Well, thank you for your closing thoughts, Rob Burrows.
Thank you very much, Senior Chief.
Absolutely. And, Carl, we're closing up shop here. Babylon G has been, of course, great at the helm. We want to thank our chat packers. And Monday, of course, we have Enjoy Magazine. Have a fabulous weekend.
How much time do we have?
Less than a minute. It's yours.
Okay. Okay, well, just, you know, tune in for our weekend shows. We got some great shows on the weekend, Saturday and Sunday. And just remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
You're listening to KCNR, Shasta Redding.
My ground, and I won't back down. Hey, baby, there ain't no easy way out. Hey, I will stand my ground, and I won't back down. No, I won't back down.